He was somewhat ideological, and, to a certain extent, it was inconsistent. That is, it took on the method that happened to suit a particular situation or a particular question at any one time. Just to give another perspective on the state of Catholic theology, in former days, such as the days of Thomas Aquinas, theology was known affectionately as Queen of the Sciences. But by the mid-20th century, the word science was reserved only to the successful and dominant subjects, namely, the natural sciences. Other academic subjects were called sciences to the extent that they resembled the natural sciences. As Bernard Lonergan put the point, today, the English word science is taken to mean the natural sciences. Behavioural or human sciences are regarded as being a bit lower in prestige than the natural sciences. Theology is most often not regarded as a science, but as a less prestigious academic discipline. Bernard Lonergan went on to say that if theology was to recover its standing, theologians face the challenge of meeting the standards of modern science. He pointed out that it wouldn't be sufficient to simply emulate science because it would mean that theology would only be a second-hand relative of natural science, and so theology would then remain down the pecking order. What Lonergan proposed for theology was to take careful account of the methods of modern science, to learn from them and bring theology up to the standards of modern science. He said that theologians must do that. They must bring their discipline up to the standards of modern science. For if they didn't, theology would remain mediocre and risk slipping into decadence and desuetude. For his own part, Lonergan didn't simply complain, but he tried to make a theological method that was up to the standards of modern science. You can read what he did in his magnum opus, Method in Theology. What he essentially did was to analyse scientific method, then examine the mental operations inherent in scientific method, and then analyse general transcendental method, which can in turn be applied to theology. In more plain English, Lonergan asked, what are the mental processes we go through when we do scientific method, and how can we systematically apply those same mental processes to theology? In other words, what's going on in our minds when we do science? And having identified that, ask how can we apply that to what we do when we do theology? Now, at the end of this program, I want to talk a bit about the ways that a renewed theological method can meet the standards of modern science. For the rest of this session, though, I want to talk about developments in modern science, outline the major changes that distinguish modern science from pre-modern science, and then talk about some of the relevant implications that these developments had for theology. So let's look now at the development from Aristotelian to modern science. Nowadays we take modern science for granted, and it's tempting to think that science has always been done the way it is now. Yet modern science is really only a development of the past 400 years or so. And this development concerns not so much the discoveries of science, but the very method of science. That is, the major developments have come not just through the discoveries of science, but the very way that science is done. This development is so dramatic that the historian H. Butterfield said that the development of the notion of modern science reduces the Renaissance and the Reformation to mere historical trivialities. If I can summarise this development in one short paragraph, I turn to Galileo's free-fall experiments. Galileo's free-fall experiments pretty well mark the division between pre-modern and modern science. The previous Aristotelian models of science would encourage someone to read the relevant texts about gravity and to deduce from these texts that heavy objects fall faster than lighter ones. In other words, science was done by theory from textbooks. Galileo's method, however, was not to deduce certain truths from books, but to go out